Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hey, Catherine. It's Scott White with White Hill. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Well, I don't know. I think my Google domain is no longer up and running or either. What's going on?
All right. Well, I can go ahead and check on that. Okay? Can I get your business phone number to pull up the account?
Yes, it's 704-363-5491. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hello?
I'm still here too.
Okay, cool.
When I call, my number doesn't come up on your screen. I mean, you don't know what number I'm calling from. Hello, Catherine.
Yes.
What are you checking for?
Yes.
What are you looking for?
Yep, I'm looking into your account right now, Scott. Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to pull it up. My apologies. I just had some technical error on my end.
I have a question on your for you.
Yes.
On your end.
Go ahead.
Okay. The $249 I pay you each month. What all does that entail? Does that entail a domain, or do I need to have my own domain?
That's a very good question. Well, the $249 is actually allocated towards the SEO and also at the same time the Facebook ads. Okay. It also comes with a website, but for you to own a domain or like the domain that we currently use for your business, okay?
Uh-huh.
you would have to pay as a one-time domain transfer fee of $99.
Yeah. Well, have I done that already, or have I not? Or what's going on with that?
I do not see that done yet. Yeah.
I was told when I started this, y'all took care of everything, and I don't know how far back you got to go to see that, but Laura was there when I did all this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm actually looking.
My domain. I think I've been sold out.
No, it's
I'm getting a lot of calls from different companies that are competing with you in this.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's understandable. That happens when you're highly visible online. A lot of people see you. And tendencies that they end up calling you, they would actually even mention that they're not seeing you when, in fact, they did see you. That's why they have your information.
Yeah, and they're calling on the line that you have as a, what do you do? You look at the calls that I get. The way that you keep up with my leads is the line that they're calling on, which is the 387-6511, I believe it is. The tracking line.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So they got to be seeing it.
What do you mean?
How else would they have that? I don't know how they're getting that number. I mean, my number is 704.
Yeah, they would be seeing it.
Yeah. So my number is
Christmas. And they would say they don't see you. That's why they wanted to gain your business. So
either that, or there's something going on with my domain. You know that mm-hmm. I know at one time I purchased the domain through GoDaddy, and then when I came over to you guys, I didn't need to do that anymore. Is what I was told. But if I do,
I need
to go back and check some things. You understand?
Yeah, for sure. Because as far as what I do see here, my apologies, I looked into it deeper. You own the domain, though. So there's no need for us to, or there's no need for you to pay as a one-time $99 domain transfer fee. So you own the domain, White Hill Home Improvement. However, in this case, you would need to continue the renewal because domains need to be renewed.
Okay, now would that be through you?
That would actually be through, let's see here, where you purchase the domain. I do see it's from Two Cows Domain.
You got to say that again. I didn't get it. I didn't understand.
Two Cows Domain, TUCOWS Domains, Inc.
Yeah, what about that? What did you say?
Yes, that is where the domain is currently at. That is where you purchase
it shouldn't be.
Two Cows Domain.
No. I purchased it with GoDaddy.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you just said. I think my domain has been sold. Or something's going on fishy here. I don't understand.
I wouldn't say it's sold. Hold on. Because your domain is good up until the 30th of November this year. That's when it expires. So it shouldn't be, it shouldn't be actually sold. And definitely, if you look into your website or your domain, whitehillhomeimprovement.com, your website's up there.
Okay. So what was the name you just gave me again? Could you say that one more time?
Two Cows Domain. T-U, T for Tom, and then the letter U, and then Cows for C-O-W-S.
C-O-W-F?
S for Sam.
S, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Two's Cows. I've never heard of this company. So how would they come into play? What's that about?
Yes, that's weird, but that's what I do
that
here
is weird.
As a registrar.
Very weird. Got some weird stuff going on this phone.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm not getting any calls. I don't know why. I was. I always know when it's a White Hill call because it's that 385 tracking number that you give me.
Yes, correct. So you mean these calls lately have been like not good calls, because they do see calls for the month, though.
All spam. I'm getting so many spam calls, it's ridiculous. And so I finally took a call today on the 385 number, your tracking number, and it was a lady soliciting social media telling me that I needed to check to be sure my domain hadn't been sold out. But this two cows I've never heard of. I don't know who that is.
That's really weird, though, because if it was sold out, then definitely our contents are not going to be on the website anymore. But as you see, if you look into WhiteHillHomeImprovement.com, it's in there. You're going to see it's our layout. It's a website that you have.
Well, your competitor shouldn't be able to call the tracking number, I wouldn't think, but maybe they can. I guess that's
they
how
can.
They're doing it.
Actually, they can.
Yeah.
When they do search for businesses, what they see online is your business and the phone number we provided, which is the call tracking number. That is why they use it to contact you, because they saw you through the campaigns that we have for your business.
Okay, well, how do I get in touch with this two cows or whatever this is? I know nothing of. What is that about?
Let me see. Okay, so I did look up, and I see here they do have a website. It's twocowsdomains.com. Let's see if I could pull up any information for you to contact them. Hold on. Okay. Would you mind if you stay on the line for a minute or two? I'll just go ahead and verify this further with our website team. Because I'm seeing two now. I'm seeing that it's with GoDaddy. So I would need to verify it with them, okay, just to be sure. And then I'll get back to you with the most accurate information regarding the registrar. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Just stay on the line. I'll get back to you in a minute or two.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Kai. Hello, Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much for staying on the line. And I would like to apologize regarding this, Scott, because we looked into the domain and we were able to verify that it's under GoDaddy. And it'll expire on the 11th of April, 2028.
So okay, so I'm good still.
Yeah.
Okay. April
28th. Most likely. Yep. No, April 11th.
Okay, so I'm good till April. Oh, I got another year or two. Okay.
Two years, actually. Okay. And I'm thinking that the caller who did try to let you know about it was just trying to gain your business or was just trying to catch your attention. But rest assured, the domain is all good.
So what explains the two cows? How do you explain that, what you were saying?
Yes, it was actually one of our processes, one of the domains that, or areas that we also have our domains. So I might have looked into it differently, but we dig deeper and it's under GoDaddy. That one,
okay,
I can assure you.
Okay, so is there anything I need to do at this point in time?
For the domain, I would say no, because the domain is good and it's going to be good for another 2 years. So
okay.
You own it up until the next 2 years.
Okay. That was a scare for me. I didn't understand how the girl was able to see in the
van. Apologies, Scott. Yeah. I might have added more to the confusion, that I really do apologize.
No, you're fine. One more question,
yeah.
Catherine. So if I want to do one of the ads that you create and not, is there any way to, I know Facebook, I can do it through Facebook, but is there a way to do that through Google?
Yeah, exactly.
Or do I have to buy that? Yeah, that's that verified thing.
Oh, the Google verified.
Is there any way? Okay, so I got a few pictures on there updated. I got I got a review or two on there. So does that help my Google?
Of course.
Okay.
It does help out your Google. It's just that, Scott, I'll be very straightforward with you, too, because you know how marketing is. It's a continuous competition out there. And
though
you've got a really good reputation, okay, good reputation for the business, you've got 6 5-star reviews, I would say a lot of people are keeping up with the competition. That is why you need to keep up with it, too. Not just through getting more reviews, but specifically towards the products as well that you've mentioned, because a lot of businesses does run different products with Google. And there are actually two products with Google that you currently do not do, which is the Google Verified program and the Google Ads.
Okay, now how much, what is there any of this that I'm not taking advantage of that I'm already paying for?
I don't see them that you're paying for it, because these are subscriptions that you need to pay for separately.
Okay. And you
I wouldn't say separately. It's separately, but it's included in your, in the billing, but you need to pay for it.
I gotcha. Okay, so it's the Google Verified, and what was the other one you mentioned?
Google Ads. Do you know they still have an idea of what these two are?
How much are the Google Ads?
Okay, for the Google Ads, Scott, we do start it at a minimum of $300. That's the minimum.
Yeah. Okay, and what does that do? What would $300 do?
Okay, so the Google Ads, these are pay-per-click ads. You pay Google to be on the ad space of Google.
Mm-hmm.
So the ad space is usually the first two on the search results in the map section of Google. It's going to show under sponsored ads section. So let's say you do a search and you happen to see a business under the sponsored ads section. That would mean that it's a Google Ads campaign. And that specific company is paying to be seen at the top of the page. Now, that is actually regardless of the current ranking that you do have. Let's say you're currently ranking number four. So even if you're ranking number four, your business is still going to be seen at the top of the page because you pay for that space. Let's say you have another competitor. You're currently number four, but your competitor is currently number, let's say, eight. Okay? Even if he is number eight, he is still going to be seen at the top of the page for the reason that he's doing Google Ads.
Now, are we talking Google Verified Ads or Google Ads?
That's Google Ads. I'm still referring to Google Ads, the pay-per-click. Now, the Google Verified Ads are the pay-per-lead ads to which you're not paying, you know, I mean, part of the Google Verified is, of course, to be on the premium placement, but also at the same time, Google provides you quality leads from there. So if you're looking for visibility, Google Ads definitely would be the best option, but if you're looking for results or leads, then I would say Google Verified is the best one.
Okay, that's what you answered my question. Okay, that's what my son has told me too. They use that. So, All right, got one more thing I want to ask you on this Google Ads, and you with $300, is that per click?
Oh no, that's not $300 per click. Of course, that's for the month. That's for the month. It's too much.
Oh wow, that's a lot better. I'm thinking, man, you got to be rich to do this thing. Okay, I got you.
No, Scott. It's actually $300 for a month.
Okay. Okay,
usually
that's better.
It would cost somewhere like $3 to $5, but it depends on the service that you're currently doing. Sometimes it could go more than $5.
Okay. All right, one more thing. Would you, again, I know you did this, and I don't know how it got erased off my phone. You sent me a link that I could send to customers for Google reviews. Do you remember doing that? I think you texted it to me.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay. Would you mind doing that again, Catherine, for me? I have a few more customers I'd like to give it to them. I don't know. I should be able to pull that up, though, right, on my dashboard? Is that not something I can do from the phone?
That is correct. That is certainly correct. If you want, I'm going to show you something on the dashboard. Are you able to access it using a computer?
I am not right now, and I apologize. I'm on my way to go get a haircut. This girl is so hard to get your haircut, you believe it or not. But anyway, that's where I'm headed right at the moment, and so I can't do that right now. But would you? I tell you what, if you wouldn't mind, just text that back to me in a text form, and I'll have it. I won't let it get erased this time. I don't know what happened.
No worries. It's okay. It's something that could happen. So it's totally understandable.
Thank you so much for your patience.
But I was just meaning to actually refer you to the review section on the dashboard.
You've been patient with me, so hold on one second. Let me go back to all right. I'm at the dashboard, access your dashboard, and it's in an email. Is that the one I want, or do you want me to go to that new download thing? Okay.
Well, you haven't used the app. Is that correct? You haven't used the app?
I think I have.
Okay, cool. If you use the app, you can use the app then. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the dashboard, it was, you know, I was trying to see if you could access it through, through a computer. It's because on the dashboard, on the regular dashboard for a computer, you're going to see there, aside from the link for you to gain reviews, you're going to see the option for you to.
I've actually got it pulled up here on the dashboard on my email, and it's got like the local leads 44, listings 33. When it says local leads, okay, let me just go over this one time. All right, it says local leads 44. Is that people that have just gone online and viewed the web page or something, or what?
Oh, no, definitely no. When it says local leads, these are the calls that came in for your call tracking number. They're not just the views. They did call the call tracking number. They did call you. Yes.
Is that spam risk too? I mean, is that spam calls also? I guess
it could be spam calls as well. Yeah. It depends on the conversation. But you're going to see a recording too, so that you would be able to verify if it's a spam call, or if you do want to hear the call again, then definitely you can go ahead and listen to it. Sure,
through the local leads, I can do that, or the
you can do that for the local lead section. If you go through the local lead section, okay, to go there and then click on the lead. On the right-hand side of it, or I'm not sure on the phone, but if you click on the lead, it's going to show you the history. Now, the history is going to show you the option to play the recording, an option for you to see how many times that lead tried to call you. Just basically the history of the call. You're going to see all that there.
Really?
Yes.
So what I did, I've got roof and contrast. I clicked on leads. It's leads.
Yeah.
And it's got search. It's got all time. It's got search, and then it's got some numbers and some people listed here. Now wait a minute. Let me go back for a minute because that says local leads. Then the next one says listings. The next one says Facebook ads clicks, 472. How do I turn those into some calls?
Well, for those Facebook ads, it's kind of like different because these are also pay-per-clicks on Facebook. And you know how social media is. They tend to they may have just clicked on it when they're scrolling. They might have really been interested about it, but the only way we are able to get information is if they did get into the Facebook ads campaign. And let's see what your call to action is. Hold on. Yep, they did call you. So we would also know if it's a call from Facebook ads. They may, again, it may have just been a click.
Hold on a minute. Who called me now, Catherine? Who is it? A Facebook ad has called me?
No. I was referring to a call from Facebook ads because you were asking how you are to convert it into a customer. Not going to be able to do that unless they do click on call on the ad campaign itself.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that makes sense. Okay. All right. Now, okay, so I know how to pull up the, it looks like the local leads. I've got some new ones here I didn't even know about or something that are on here. Houston, Texas. Good grief.
Sure.
I know that's a solicitation. I know that before I ever call it. It's a 800. No, it's an 8. I don't know. I'll call it and see. And there's a Harrisburg. I knew that was on here. The rest of them are kind of old, and it doesn't seem like it's moving much there. It's got a place to load more. So I guess but I don't think I'm getting any new calls. I think it's kind of stopped. All right.
But there are two calls from today.
They're all?
I see it's from the 27th. There are two calls for you today.
Okay, the
one ending in, possibly that could be the one that you're talking about. And the other one is the one ending in 9303. Where, this is the one that you answered. The other one, it ends with 5491.
Oh, wait a minute here. Now I'm seeing. Yeah, I got you. That's the wrong one. I was looking at Spectrum. That's wrong. That's not true. Okay, I'm sorry. That's what happens when you're driving and you try to stop and do something. All right. I've got you pulled back up on the – would you rather me go to that app, Catherine? Is it easier to get that that way, or is it better just to go to the dashboard?
Yes. Well, actually, if you're on the go, if you're always on the go, the app would definitely help you. However, if you wish to gain full options, everything that our dashboard can do, then the best way to access it is on a computer.
The dashboard.
Yes. So if you're on the go, you just want to look into your You know, you just want to look into the app, see some updates, see the records of the calls, then the app would definitely work great. But if you wish to see all options available for you, then it's best to use the computer and go to the dashboard.
Okay. I just want to know if I can get the information for my folks to do a review.
Okay, you know, yeah, don't worry. Yeah. I'll send it to your way. I'll send you the, you know, the link by text.
And I'm pretty sure I've already got now, like, well, I'm glad I called you because I was kind of concerned about that call when they said, you know, your domain's been sold to somebody. And I was like, oh, I'd die.
Oh, no, definitely not. That I can guarantee, because if it was sold to somebody else, then we, you know, I mean, if you go to your website, then you're not going to see our layout anymore because someone else owned it. But the fact that the website is still live and running, that only proves that the domain is not sold out anywhere. Plus,
well, I would hope you guys would call me before you did something like that. I mean,
of
great,
course.
You know, let me know. You're getting paid. All right, here's my deal. I'm on the, your whatever, the app. I can't think.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So if I'm on the app now, what would I do to get this review thing pulled up? Or if I wanted to do an ad, can I do that from this app? One of those Facebook ads?
Yes. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to create the ads through the app or even through the dashboard because...
Well, you've created so many, Catherine. Y'all have created so many. Could I just use one that you've already created and put on there myself, or do y'all have to come back to you and do that?
For Facebook?
Yeah, any of that you're creating. They're creating so many on Facebook, I can't even keep up with it.
Yeah, you can definitely, you know, it's actually for the business. So if you want to use it for the better of the business, you can definitely do that.
I can do that through this app?
But you cannot do that through the app. You have to do it manually on your end.
Manually from my end?
Yes. That goes with Google Ads. You have to do it manually. But, of course, if you want to do it with us, that would save the hassle because we will have our Google Ads specialist take care of it. Same goes with Google Verify.
Okay, so what would I need to do to get an ad up on Facebook?
Well, currently there's an ad up on Facebook that we created for you.
Okay.
So it's up and running now.
Is it roofing?
Yes. It's about roofing.
I would like to get a window ad up.
Sure. I mean, do you have any information about a window ad that you want to run, or do I just let our Facebook team know to run a window ad up, you know, on Facebook?
No, I mean, I can tell you what to say. I can give you a picture. I just don't know how am I doing it? Do I send it back to you?
Yeah, definitely. You can do that. Send it to us via email. And then we forward the information via, you know, that you sent to us to our Facebook specialist. They take care of it.
Okay, so we don't do that verbally on the phone. I have to go and send that to you in an email.
Well, we can do that verbally on the phone, too. But since you mentioned you do want to send a picture, that was why I was referring you to the email, just so you could, you know, like, send the picture, tell us what you want to do, and then we'll take care of it. But if you do have the information now, then, of course, we can definitely go over it, Scott.
Is your email on this app? How do I send it
no,
to you?
It's not on the app. I can send it to you together with a link for reviews.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect. Would be even better, really. What else did I want to know we were talking about? So on this app, there is a way, though, for me to do a lot on this app, I'm sure. Okay, here we are. Leads. What's leads? Okay, here's the leads. Yeah. I haven't used this app for leads. I've been using it, just looking at it. I hadn't really used it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using the email. Yeah, there are two on here. And I think that one is that solicitation I got, but it just seems like I'm getting a lot of that lately. Okay, so what will I need to do to get that? Can you just work it up and then email it to you? Is that what you want me to do?
Whichever is convenient for you, Scott. We can do it over the phone. You can tell me what your preferences are. And then you just have to send us the email. I mean, the image via email.
Okay.
Or you can send them all together via email.
Okay. And you're sending me that now in a text, the email.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I sent you a text with the link to the review and our email address.
That'll work. And I'll leave it at that for now because I got to get off of this thing. But
all right.
That sounds
good. Yeah, because you're driving. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your help.
Sure,
and,
no worries, Scott. I do appreciate
I'm glad
that
my domain's not sold out. You know?
Oh, no. I hope you feel better knowing that you own the domain up until 2 years from now.
Okay. All righty.
Okay?
Thank you.
So when someone calls you telling you that, you know, your domain is sold, just be confident. You own it.
I'm going to be calling you back probably about this ad, so we'll call it in for now, and we'll talk again, okay? Thank you.
No worries, Scott.
Okay.
Thank you
All right.
so much as well.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.